This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm still scratching my head trying to find a rhyme for Speaker Boehner, but we'll figure it out.
But everybody's going to the tanning salon over the next couple of months.
Well, you know, ironically, in writing lore, it's well known that orange doesn't rhyme with anything.
So
if your skin tone is orange, we're going to have a hard time.
But you guys have been around long enough that I think you can overcome that challenge. I have confidence in you.
At least we didn't get a shellacking like some people did this week.
No, we did not get a shellacking. You know, the president definitely got a shellacking in the state where you and I live, in Virginia, but and some other states, certainly. So are you guys trying to study all these people? I know you've been thinking about John Boehner for a while, but all these new 60-some Republicans that are coming to Washington?
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to have to see who the rising stars are. But right now we're kind of looking back and trying to figure out, you know, what went wrong for the Democrats. And I guess we watched Barack last week on the campaign trail, and that was a mixed bag for him. Got some states maybe weren't so bad as they expected, but we had a little a song we had worked up about Barack being avoided by all the Democrats on the campaign trail.
Well, here's a look back at how the Capitol Steps sized up the end of the 2010 midterm campaign.
And now the President of the United States.
I'm Barack Obama. And I'd like to take this opportunity to talk directly to you, the American people. Now, because of some controversial remarks I may or may not have made regarding the building of a mosque at the White House, my poll numbers have been slipping lately, and many Democrats are worried about the upcoming midterm elections. So, in an effort to reach out to more Americans, I have contacted our nation's most popular commercial endorser, for some hints. So, here goes. Hello, ladies. Look at the GOP, now back at me. Now back to the GOP, now back to me. Sadly, they're not me. But if they quit using partisan tactics and switch to Obama Spice body wash, they could smell like me. What's in your hand? Back at me. It's a financial reform bill with 20 more weeks of unemployment benefits. Look again. Back at me. The reform bill is now an evening of me, listening intently to your every word, while I clean the house and cook you a gourmet dinner in the dream kitchen I built with my own bare hands. So, ladies, does the GOP smell like an Obama Spice man? You tell me. Now, I've heard some comments recently to the effect of perhaps I spend too much time on the road and not enough time at the White House. But I will remind you all that I live with my mother-in-law. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have midterm elections coming up, and Democrats are worried. The only poll most of them want to see is a 10-foot one to keep me away from them on the campaign trail. But I believe we can turn this economy around. And I believe that because that's what it says on my teleprompter. I'll admit that times are trying, housing slumps and rising debts. Though it's tough, there's no denying, you won't see me sweat. What kind of cool am I? Though budgets are a wreck, yet I won't swear as I move chairs on the Titanic's deck. What kind of plan is this? New polls have shown the jobs that Democrats must save are now their own. Majorities will save with a new spending wave, or the next shovel-ready project could be our own grave. Keep Democrats in charge if you like things so far, and maybe then we'll know what kind of fools you are.
Oh, Elena. Indiana. You know what my favorite part always is that after weeks, months, and really 2 years of just back and forth bickering and insults, the day after the election, everyone's calm. Everyone's ready to work together. Well, at least some people. And just ready to let bygones be bygones. I'm guessing that we're going to be looking at probably the second day of the new Congress when that all ends.
Yes, I think physicists call that the shortest measure of time that there is. Yes. Till the bickering starts again.
Yeah, no kidding. So I'm sure you guys are excited about all the new faces. And, you know, what happens when the end of the midterm campaign comes around? The start of the presidential campaign.
Presidential primaries. Keep your fingers crossed for Christine O'Donnell.
I bet you're secretly mad that she didn't win. You would have had a lot of fun with her in the Senate.
We're not just secretly mad. We're openly mad. We've got anybody want to buy 4 witches costumes on eBay?
At reduced prices. Not only did she lose, it's after Halloween. Everything must go.
That's right. Oh. It was the easiest costume to find ever because, you know, we had to walk into a CVS drugstore and find it. That was it.
Yeah, so. She made life pretty fun for you guys for a few weeks there. Elena, we'll be back with you next week. Thanks for being here as always.
All right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, Start the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.